Today is the 21st of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and I want to welcome you to this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so we are drawing near to the end of the second month in 2019. Now, I was saying to my husband yesterday that I feel like February has dragged. Like, I really feel like February has taken its time to get to 28 days. Now, I know we always say, oh, time flies, time flies. But I really feel like February just dragged. But with all that said, we are going to continue in the line of worship and we are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And family, our verse of the day comes from Joel 2 verse 21. And it says this. Be not afraid, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Yes, he has. And so Father, our prayer is, Heavenly Father, thank you for your incredible work in our world. Thank you for your incredible work in our little part of that world. Thank you for your deliverance in Jesus. Thank you for the victory over death. Thank you for the incredible outpouring of your grace and mercy. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the scriptures with your Spirit inspired, which you used to teach us. Thank you for a family of friends in our community and our churches. Father, we just thank you. This we pray in your precious name. Forgiveness. If you are new here on Heart of Worship, first and foremost, welcome. But this week we have been going through forgiveness and just allowing God to just come in and do a work in us regarding that area. And so I'm going to bring it to the forefront of your mind. If there is anyone or anything that you need to forgive, I just want you to be open today. I just want you to be open and cry out to God and say, God, teach me how to forgive. Teach me how to love. Teach me how to be gracious. Teach me how to be honorable. But Father God, I need you to work on this heart. I need you to work on me. That is most of our prayer. You know, when we say to God that we are ready to be used, when we say to God that we are ready, you know, you send us out, mold us, use us. You know, we've got to make sure that everything else in our life is in line, ready for that. And God is not expecting us to be perfect, but he is expecting us to be open and willing and transparent. And so I challenge you today. As sure as I am that the sun will rise, and as sure as I am that the sun will set, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. That I am sure of. But I am also sure that if you allow him to come into your heart, if you allow him to take his rightful place, he will teach you and guide you.
I'll never know just to see my sin upon the cross. Here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely and altogether worthy. Yes, you are altogether wonderful to me.
That's our God. That is the God that we serve. Yeah. The Bible says in Daniel 9, verse 9, it says, "The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him." The Lord our God is a merciful God, is a forgiving God. Even though we, his children, have rebelled against him. Can you imagine if God wasn't merciful? Can you imagine if God was unforgiving? We would literally be living. I mean, the world is chaotic as it is. Our lives are chaotic. But can you imagine that added? That added chaoticness, is that even a word? But that added pressure of knowing that he's not a merciful God, and he's not a forgiving God, but he is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yeah.
Father, we worship you, we adore you, we reverence you, right here and right now. Father, we begin to lift up our hearts, our minds, our soul and our body. For you are worthy to be praised. For you
You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy
to be adored. And we use this moment right now to usher you in. Father, we want to go deeper into your presence. We want to go deeper before you. We lay out everything. We lay out everything. We are an open book towards you, oh God. And we just ask you to begin to write in our book. Yeah. Father God, if I am the paper, you are the pen. Father God, just begin to write. Begin to write. Oh God, Mayanda Basha Katara Basanda Yababa Basiki Teribushanda Ike Teribushanda Yababa Baba Basiki Teribushanda Yabasik.
I can feel him. I can feel him doing a move right now. Oh, I can feel him doing a move in you right now. God is getting ready to move in you right now. Oh, just open up your heart to him. Open up to him. He's getting ready. Hey, he's getting ready. Yeah. God is about to do a move that will blow your mind. My God is about to show you how to forgive. He's gonna guide you through. Hey. He's gonna take you through the pain that you hold on to. He's gonna teach you to let go, let go, let go. Hey,
Mayanda Bashanda Yabasikiti. Iketeribushanda Yababa Baba Sikiteribushanda Yababa. Mayanda Basakata Yabasinde Yabushan. Okay, God. And so, Father, our prayer this week, Father, there are certain things that have recently happened to us that have been so painful and that we are finding it quite difficult to forgive others. And yet we know that this is your will for each one of your children, knowing that forgiving others in our hearts has a beautiful secondary function of opening our hearts and lives to your warming love and perfect peace. Lord, we want to forgive others, but there seems to be a sort of blockage that has been causing us to hold fast to our anger and hurt. So please, Lord, in your goodness and grace, would you please help us to forgive fully, freely, and forever, so that we may be released from this sharp pain of unforgiveness, which seems to be holding our heart in an icy, iron grip. Lord, you have promised in your word that your grace is sufficient for every trial,
and each difficulty in life. And we trust that this means that your grace is sufficient to bring us to that point of genuine and gracious forgiveness. And so we cast this unforgiveness at your feet and pray that you would forgive us for holding onto our unforgiving heart for so long, knowing that in Christ Jesus you have forgiven so much. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, for us, and for forgiving all our sins. Thank you that your grace is sufficient for us. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I would love to get to know you if you are listening in for the first time. Follow me or find me on Instagram at JC May and just direct message me and just let me know you are listening in for the first time. So there are a few things that are about to happen here on Heart of Worship. So I want you to keep your eyes peeled and pay close attention, because this year we are going to be very intentional with our worship. Very intentional with our worship. And whether 10 people or 20 people or 30 people, it doesn't matter how many people follow. Just as long as we are intentional and we are creating this movement of true worship, of spirit-filled worship, so that God can dwell. Also, if you are enjoying Heart of Worship and you know someone else that will benefit by listening to the podcast, please, 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 please share. But with all that said, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, I love you. Stay blessed. Please share. And we will worship again tomorrow. God bless you.